CRI News, this is Wen Jie. The 19th National Congress of the Communist Party of China is expected to convene on October 18th in Beijing. It was announced after a meeting of the Political Bureau of the CPC Central Committee on Thursday. A proposed schedule of the Congress will be submitted to a plenary meeting of the 18th CPC Central Committee a week ahead of the opening. The Chinese president and his counterpart from Tajikistan have held talks in Beijing, agreeing to establish a comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries. Applauding Tajikistan's support for the Belt and Road Initiative, President Xi Jinping says both sides should synchronize the initiative with Tajikistan's national development strategy for the period up to 2030. Tajikistan President Emomali Rahmon says his country looks forward to more coordination with China in regional and international affairs and more cooperation in law enforcement and security. Rahmon is paying a state visit to China from August 30th to September 1st. He will also attend the dialogue of emerging markets and developing countries in Xiamen, a coastal city in Fujian province. Russian President Vladimir Putin has called for closer coordination of the BRICS countries' foreign policies, primarily at the UN and G20. In a signed article published ahead of the BRICS summit in Xiamen, Putin said only the combined efforts of all countries can help bring about global stability and find solutions to many acute conflicts. Putin has called for the creation of a broad counterterrorism front based on international law and led by the UN. Concerning the situation on the Korean Peninsula, Putin says the region's problems should only be settled through a direct dialogue of all the parties concerned without any preconditions. The Russian leader adds Russia is ready to work together with its BRICS partners to promote international financial regulation reforms. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has reaffirmed China's principled stand of committing to the Korean Peninsula's denuclearization and opposing Pyongyang's ballistic missile launches. Wang Yi made the remarks on Thursday in a telephone conversation with his French counterpart, Jean-Yves Le Drian, on the Korean Peninsula situation. Wang Yi has called on the parties concerned to jointly work to ease tensions on the Korean Peninsula and break the current vicious cycle of rising tensions as soon as possible. Le Drian says France supports strengthened efforts by the international community to push forward the denuclearization process on the Korean Peninsula. He adds that France is willing to join China in its efforts to move toward a peaceful solution to the issue. The Chinese central government says 57 people have been held following investigations into two fatal explosions that killed 65 people at coal mines last year. Official investigations have concluded that the tragedies in Chongqing and Inner Mongolia were both workplace safety accidents caused by issues including lax regulation. An explosion killed 33 people at a coal mine in Chongqing in October last year. The investigation found out the mine had operated illegally beyond its boundary and used banned equipment. Another mine explosion in Inner Mongolia last December killed 32 people. It was also caused by illegal operations. The investigation also found that government authorities in the two regions failed to perform their duties adequately. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis says he has signed orders to send additional troops to Afghanistan. Mattis told reporters at the Pentagon that he will not reveal details until he briefs Congress next week. However, he says that the additional troops will include advisors and support personnel. U.S. media have reported that about 4,000 more troops will be deployed in Afghanistan. The move came after U.S. President Donald Trump unveiled his new Afghanistan strategy Monday night in a national address, calling a rapid exit of the U.S. troops from Afghanistan unacceptable. The United States has ordered Russia to close its consulate in San Francisco in response to Moscow's demand that the size of U.S. diplomatic staff in Russia be reduced. The U.S. State Department has also ordered Russia to shutter a chancery annex in Washington, D.C. and a consular annex in New York by Saturday. State Department spokesperson Heather Nord says the U.S. has fully implemented the decision by the Russian government to reduce the size of its mission in Russia. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.